Grace and peace, family. What's going on? It's your boy Pop, and welcome to another episode of the Sip Report. That's right, that's right. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, and I truly, truly, truly appreciate you, and I welcome you. As you know, we are continuing in our series. I'm teaching directly out of my workbook, Ready, Set, Plan, Then Post, which is your ultimate step-by-step guide to planning, creating, strategizing, and growing your online presence through irresistible content. Okay, if you want your 2025 to explode, if you want your online presence to explode in 2025, if you want to bring in more visibility, if you want to bring in more leads, if you want to bring in more clients, if you want to bring in more revenue, if you want to increase your impact and your income in 2025 using content, this is the workbook that you need. Okay, we have covered a lot of ground up to this particular point in time. We've gone over your mindset. We've debunked any mental blockers that you may have had. We've also clearly helped you to define who your ideal audience is. So now you know your who. You know that you can do it because your mindset is clear, and you also know who it is that you're talking to. And now in this chapter, which is entitled From Idea to Impact, I'm going to be giving you the framework on how you can start to create content that speaks to what your audience actually needs, right? So now that you know who you're talking to, now we're going to talk about what to talk about, okay? Now, this chapter is heavy on implementation. So I'm only going to really be able to give you the framework of this particular chapter. If you have your workbook, you'll be able to complete this chapter in your workbook, which is going to be extremely important. If you do not have the workbook, then you're going to go ahead and click on one of these links in the show notes so you can go ahead and purchase your book, so you can go ahead and catch up with us, okay? But in this chapter, I'm sharing with you the 6 steps to crafting a perfect brand message. Your brand message is your calling card across all of the platforms that you are on. Without a clear brand message, then you will not have clear content. You will not be able to build momentum, is because people are going to be confused. You're not going to be clear. You're not going to be consistent. And in turn, your audience is going to also be unclear about who you are, and that's going to hinder them from following you. That's going to hinder them from even listening to you, which is going to be counterintuitive to what we are trying to do. We're trying to get them to understand you. We're trying to get them to trust you so that this way they can become a part of your community. They can purchase your brand, or they can purchase your product, or purchase your service. Okay. And look at you and position you as the authority, as someone who has what it is that they need. Okay, so let's get right into the chapter, From Idea to Impact. Okay, so Issa Rae said this: be unapologetically true to yourself. Your authenticity is your superpower. Okay, and foundationally, this is what we want to keep in mind, that our authenticity, who you uniquely are, is your superpower. Okay, so Now that we are at this particular point in time in our journey, it's time to learn how to generate creative sparks, okay? Outline your content effectively and infuse it with your authentic voice and personal experiences, okay? So the goal for this chapter is for you to be able to craft content that not only resonates, but also leaves a lasting impact on your ideal audience. This is what we want to accomplish, okay? So Crafting compelling content with your unique voice, okay? Generating ideas, sparking your creative engine is your greatest asset in the world of content creation. It's the wellspring of fresh ideas, innovative concepts, and captivating stories. But how you ignite your creative engine when faced with a blank canvas? How do you do that? In your current situation, even right now, before we move forward, how do you ignite your creative engine? Where do you glean your inspiration from? What do you watch? How do you capture ideas? How do your ideas come to you, right? So and this might actually be a place where you're stuck. Maybe you don't know where to find inspiration. Maybe you don't know how to find ideas, right? And so the reason why you're not coming up with them is because you just don't know where to turn for inspiration. That's cool. I got you. So here are four ways that you can begin to get your creative juices flowing or your creative engine going. Okay, number one is draw from your personal experiences. So your life experiences are a gold mine of inspiration. Reflect on your journey, the challenges you've overcome, and the lessons you've learned. Your unique perspective can breathe life into your content. Okay, now this is this is something that you don't have to pay for. This comes for free. Your life experience is something that comes free, right? You're living it every single day. Content is everywhere, all right? Keep that in mind. Content is everywhere. Do not underestimate the power of your story, because it could be elements of your story and your challenges and the things that you've overcome that resonate deeply with your who, your ideal audience, and that is going to further graft you into their mind as someone that not only they want to get to know, someone that they want to grow closer to, but also someone that they can actually relate to. Someone that knows where they are, knows where they've been, okay? And that is going to allow them to connect with you on not just an intellectual level, but a deeper emotional level as well, all right? Number two, observe the world around you. Pay close attention to the world around you. Everyday life is filled with stories, emotions, and ideas waiting to be explored. The smallest observations can lead to profound content. This is so true in my story. When I started creating content, I was creating content for fathers, right? And because I was a new dad, I was newly married, I was trying to kind of figure out all of that, right? And also try to improve myself as a man, things along those lines. And I found that I was learning these profound lessons by observing my experiences with my children. And so what I would do is I would take stories with my children and I would extract principles out of them, practical principles for fathers out of those stories, out of those experiences with my children. And that's what I started to post about. And I knew it was working because I was getting DMs from fathers telling me how much that impacted them and how much they could relate. And I was actually, you know, people were reaching out to me and asking me if they could share my content because I was intentional about looking at the world around me and just really being present in the moments of my life and not just allowing routine to take over my life, but being intentional about the way that I was moving, intentional about the time that I was spending, that gleaned so much insight for me in my personal life, which I was then able to share. And that was profound content. Okay. Number three, engage in continuous learning. So stay curious and never stop learning. This is big. Dive into books, podcasts, workshops, and discussions related to your niche. The more you learn, the more diverse your ideas will become, right? The more you immerse, my shout out to Marcus Y. Rozier. He was my very first business coach. He said, I remember when I first identified who my target audience was and has changed. And that my target audience has changed over the years, by the way. But he said, once you have identified who your target audience is, he said, verbatim, he said, immerse yourself in their world. That was a game changer for me. So the more that you immerse yourself in the world of the person or the people that you are speaking to, your ideal audience, right? The more you immerse yourself into their world, the more inspiration that you'll glean more inspiration that you will be able to extract or tap into in order to create content that is relevant and connects with them. Does that make sense? Okay. So immerse yourself in podcasts, immerse yourself in workshops, invest in different communities that may have other like-minded people who are in your industry, who can also provide information that maybe you're not privy to that will just deepen your well of information. Okay. Number four, collaborate and brainstorm. So don't be afraid to collaborate with others in your field. Brainstorming with peers can lead to unexpected and innovative content ideas, okay? So you can collab with people. You can do lives with people. There is so many different ways that you can connect with peers that are in your niche, right? Learn from them and them learn from you. And if you're going to collaborate with them to do, you know, lives on Facebook or Instagram or even YouTube, then what ends up happening is that you also are able to benefit from that because you're cross-pollinating audiences. You're introducing your audience to you know, that individual, and that individual is in turn, that person is in turn introducing you. There it is. Lord have mercy. Introducing you to their audience, right? So that's cross-pollination. So both of you are mutually benefiting from it because you are getting new eyeballs, new visibility, you know, new people who are being introduced to who you are, how you help, etc. Okay, so do not be afraid. Shout out to Earn Your Leisure. Matt the Mortgage Guy, he said, collaboration over competition. Collaboration over competition. Okay. All right. So let's land this plane. So here's how you infusing your unique personal brand. Okay. So authenticity is key. So your brand is what sets you apart in a sea of content creators. It's the essence of your personality, beliefs, and style. Embrace your uniqueness and let it shine through in every piece of content you create. Okay? I want to share with you five things in as far as connected to infusing your unique personal brand. Okay? Here it is. Number one, be yourself. It's all right. Authenticity begins with being true to who you are. Don't try to mimic others or adopt a persona that doesn't align with your true self. Why? Because it's not consistent. It's not sustainable. And at some point in time, if you're trying to be somebody else, you're going to burn out because since it's not authentically you, you cannot uphold it. Okay? I use the example of Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx did the movie Ray. He got all types of awards, right? Critically acclaimed, legendary performance. But at the end of the day, he was only a great copy of a legendary and iconic original. Okay? Jamie Foxx, as well as he played Ray, he can't be Ray Charles every day. He couldn't do that, right? Nor should he, because he's Jamie Foxx. So I say the same thing to you. Be yourself. The grass is always greener on the other side. So you may see larger creators and be like, man, I need to be like that person in order for me to blow up on social media, right? No, that's not the case. Being you, again, your authenticity is your superpower. So number two, share personal stories. We alluded to this a little earlier. Your antidotes may make your content relatable and memorable. They give your audience a glimpse into your life and journey, making them feel more connected to you. Remember that here, that's connection, not just an intellectual connection, but an emotional connection. Sharing personal stories does that and is proven. Leverage your expertise, okay? So your expertise, this is number three, your expertise and perspective are valuable assets. Share them generously with your audience, thus demonstrating your authority and knowledge in your niche. There may be a lot of people in your niche, but not everybody has the same exact experience in your niche. So what I'm saying is that your experience with your industry, your experience in coming up, the education that you've had, the applications that you've had, the challenges that you ran into is unique to you, and your perspective of those things are unique to you. So you sharing, leveraging your expertise from your unique perspective is what's going to set you apart from someone who may be talking about something that's similar to you. All right. Number four, connect emotionally. All right. So engage your audience by appealing to their emotions and experiences. Share stories and insights that resonate with their own lives, creating a deeper connection. We talked about that before, how powerful that is, okay? Last but not least is consistency is key. So we must maintain a consistent tone and style across content. This is why your brand message is so important. This helps build recognition and trust among your audience. So no matter where you show up, the reason why establishing your brand message is so important, or your brand statement, your brand message is so important, is that I should be able to go to any one of your social media platforms and not be confused, as to who you are and what you do. All right? So this is why crafting your brand statement is so important. And so this chapter is huge because it's going to help you to craft your brand message, craft your brand statement, and be crystal clear. So when someone, so this is going to be in your Instagram bio, in your Facebook bios, in your on your YouTube channel, right? This messaging, this statement. This is going to be when you meet people. If you go to networking events and they ask you who you are or what you do, you're going to have a brand statement that clearly articulates to them who it is that you are and what it is that you do. So there is no confusion, right? And they're going to be able to get a clear essence of who you are in 30 seconds to a minute. You ever hear that term elevator pitch? By you going through this chapter, you're going to be able to create your elevator pitch. So if anybody asks you, you're not going to be, oh yeah, I am. Yeah, I authored 3 books, and then yeah, but then you know, I'm thinking about this. And have you ever been in a room and you have been anxious about somebody asking you what you do because you're going over in your head, okay, what exactly you're going to say? Not that you don't know what you do, but you have not taken the time to really condense it to make sure it's clear and concise. Have you, or if it hasn't been you, have you ever been in a room where someone is asked what it is they do, and they give you a paragraph or a whole daggone chapter on what it is that they do, right? And you can tell. Shout out to my mentor Marcus Y. Rozier again, man. I guess it's early. I'm tripping over my words. He said a confused mind rambles. A confused mind rambles. And that is so true. When your mind is confused, you're rambling because you're trying to make sense out of your confusion, and you can't. This brand statement is going to get all of that confusion out so you can be very clear and concise and compelling with your brand message to individuals that you come in contact with physically, but also those who you connect with and collaborate with via the internet, okay, or via social media, all right? So, as always, I love you to life. Thank you so much for sharing some time with me. I pray that you got something that you can go ahead and apply right away. If you have not gotten your book already, you can get the digital copy. The link is in the show notes. You can also get the physical copy. If you get a physical copy of the book, you will also be able to schedule a one-on-one strategy call with me. All right. So I'll be able to see what you're working with, see where the gaps are, and I'm going to be able to help you to develop in those areas where you're lacking so you can build out a 2025 content strategy that is going to work and that is going to explode your online presence. Okay. So that's that, family. Love you to absolute life. And if you have your book, go ahead and work through your crafting of your brand statement. And so then this way you'll be able to, you'll be head and shoulders above everybody else. Okay. DM me, let me know that you're working through it. If you have any questions, I do get a lot of DMs, but if you have any questions, hit me up and if you have any questions as far as if you're stuck in anywhere trying to craft your brand statement, hit me up and I can try to, I could try to help you. Right. Best as I possibly can. All right. But again, give me some grace if I don't get back to you right away. But my goal is to help you, help you along the way. All right. So till next week, I pray that you have a phenomenal week and that you crush your goals, that you implement what you're learning so you can get one step closer towards being and becoming the confident and consistent content creator that I know that you can be. All right. Peace.